citizens of Earth. And I mean that, citizens of Earth. We have listeners all over the globe, which is awesome. And that's why I say citizens of Earth. I should do it. You know what? I should do it like a 1950s newsreel. Citizens of Earth, welcome to another episode of the Loftus Party with your host, Michael Loftus. Well, shucks and golly, that's me. How's it going, everybody? Through my notes for the podcast out the window, kind of, after last night, after Iran, air quote, attacked Israel. I'll expound on that. And I know I wanted to talk about Israel last week, you know, when things happened, but yeah, there was a pretty big event last night. So we're going to discuss that. Also, election updates, and we're going to talk about the latest with this this FISA bullshit and how I feel we've been let down by leadership. And then we're going to get into some Fallout news. Fallout, it's this series on Amazon Prime. It's based on a really good video game. Other video game news, Joe Biden's stand-up show update. My God. My God. So there's going to be two segments here, and then we're going to head over to Locals and Patreon. That's where the real meat and potatoes is. So for everybody who's a supporter over there, you're awesome and you're fantastic. And now you're like, my God, I hope he doesn't have that stupid guitar out. Bad news. We gotta do the theme song. Podcast. The Loftus Party Podcast. He's singing it too darn fast. But at least he's in tune for the podcast intro song. The Loftus Party Podcast. Sha-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la. Sha-la-la. La-la. That's right. I'm bringing back the sha-la-las. We've had this discussion before. Okay. We're going to just get right into it. Oh, my goodness. And then also this crazy little vaccine news out of Japan that doesn't bode too well. I'm just going to have that on the ready. Okay. So first things first. Let's get into, stand-up shows. April 23rd is right around the corner. That's going to be at a place called the Villa Milano. It's a big, beautiful banquet hall. You know, these other places, they charge in the banquet halls, they cut to the banquet halls. Yes, he's working on his Trump impression. It's going to be a little late for the Trump impression. Just start working on it now. April 23rd. The Villa Milano. Then, just added this date, May 18th, that's going to be at the Preston Arts Center in a little place called Henderson, Kentucky. But I feel so important. I shall be performing at the Preston Arts Center. That's going to be myself and Dave Landau. Yeah! American Misfits. All right, so that's that. And then, of course, May 23rd, Redneck Riviera, that show tonight. Oh, and just an update there. My God. We're getting great reviews and great feedback for Studio TST. That's the streaming service that we've started. That's me and the merry band of misfits, the producers of that show tonight. So there were some issues that we discovered through the beta test. Those issues, I'm told, have been resolved. Woo! So here we go. Time to start promoting movies. Time to start promoting the stand-up specials. Time to start promoting the new episodes of that show tonight. time to start getting more content. It's very exciting. So I choose life, and I would prefer to live. I would prefer to avoid World War III. And that's kind of what we're looking at. Hey, Klaus Schwab, I'm looking at the Twitter feed, and Klaus Schwab is in the hospital. Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum. We're going to let that go. We're going to talk about Israel and Iran and all that shit right out the gate. So, Iran, last night, this is a Saturday night, they go, we're going to bomb Israel. We're gonna attack Israel, which I thought was very odd. Like, why would you announce an attack? Why would you go, hey, in 2 hours, we're going to, right? See, you don't do that if it's really an attack. Now, I'm not saying that they didn't launch drones. I'm not saying they didn't launch missiles. But you get all these people out here bragging today. Like, oh, we did a bang-up job defending against that. And, like, they gave you 2 hours head start. So here's my takeaway. And then I'll get smarmy again. I'll get fucking super smarmy. So I think it's pretty evident that, like, it wasn't a real attack. Meaning they didn't hear. It's like Iran just wanted to save face. It's like they just wanted to be able to go, yeah, we attacked them, man. We launched some missiles. We had, so they can, like, talk shit, I guess, when they're at their little Ministry of Middle Eastern Dastardly Doers meetings. Right? Like, you can look across the table at, like, Saudi Arabia, and you guys, you didn't do shit in Egypt. You guys didn't do shit. We were launching missiles, man. We were fucking all up in it. We didn't give a shit. We were like, take that. You don't do that to us. Now, if they really would have attacked, they wouldn't have announced it. They just would have friggin' just started launching. So it's like this, the whole thing is like a charade. Just like, we want to make it look like we're tough guys, but we're not really tough. Because here's the deal. And this is kind of what I was, and I'll just be honest, I was kind of hoping this would happen. I was kind of hoping that that Iran would try some shit. And then Israel would be like, okay, here we go. Iran is now a parking lot. Right? I don't want the innocent people of Iran to get hurt. I know there's people in Iran who are just like, this shit's crazy. I just want to live my life. I want to be happy and raise a family. I get it. And you're stuck. You're stuck in Iran with some crazy leadership. But I'm just saying, I don't listen to the people of Iran. And your crazy leadership. These guys are working on nukes. They're working on nukes. I don't want Iran to have nukes. Now I feel like I am playing like 4D chess. Everybody else is like, oh, the Palestinians and oh, and Hamas and oh, Israel and oh, hey. How about we don't let the crazy people get nukes? How about we don't do that? How about we find a solid excuse, just to say, oopsie daisy, we took out all your nuclear silos and all your little, science labs, just to, are we gonna, I don't know how much longer we're expected to play this little game. This little game of, oh, we were offended by you, so we're going to attack in 2 hours. We're going to come in from the west, so make sure this is up so you can knock down our missiles. And we don't really want to hurt anybody, but like we want to go on record as saying that we really hate you. And it's like, this is real life, guys. This ain't no bullshit. And I think that's what people are finding out really quickly. Really, hopefully they're finding it out. Like, there's no freaking guarantees. Everybody's like, oh, I'm voting for Joe Biden because he's going to be nicer and he's going to be a uniter and he's not going to tweet mean. Look at what that fucker has done. And by that fucker, I mean those fuckers. And by those fuckers, I mean the people who are making the decisions for the Democrat Party. I got some, oh my gosh, I got some Joe Biden news. It's funny. One of the trending things on the tweeters is everything Joe touches turns to shit. And that is the truth. That is the truth. Like what has gone good? There's a new poll from the New York Times. Like no one thinks it's going well, and I'm sure there's a few people, but it's just shocking. Everything he touches turns to shit. Everything he touches turns to shit. Don't say we didn't warn ya, 'cause we know we really did. Everything he touches turns to shit. Joey Biden, everything he touches is a kid. All right. I'm gonna find these poll results because it's amazing. Now, in the grand scheme of things, what do I think is more important? Let's go down the list. Election integrity, that's super de duper important. We're gonna get into this Klaus Schwab in the hospital business. We're gonna get the results of this New York Times poll about they've already cleaned it up. See, they're looking back. This is the question. Do you generally remember the years that this candidate was president as, and that they got, that's a comparison, Biden or Trump. And they're like saying, do you generally remember the years that this candidate was president as mostly good years for America, mostly bad years for America, or not really good or bad? And they're saying, Joe Biden's numbers, 46% mostly bad for America. 46% mostly bad, Joe Biden. Now let's go look what Trump got. Hey, how do you think Trump did? 33% were like, mostly bad, mostly bad. 42% mostly good. 42% Trump was mostly good. Joe Biden's little percentage, 25%. 25% thought Joe was mostly good for America. You know why that is, ladies and gentlemen? Because everything Joe touches turns to shit. Everything he touches turns to shit. Wrong chord. Everything he touches turns to shit. That's my, oh, hello, Mr. Chipmunk. That was my Paul McCartney impression. Everything he touches turns to shit.
Woob girl, everything Joe touches turns to shit. Isn't that right, John? Yes, it is.
All right, so we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the vaccine and this Pfizer baloney. It's not good, you guys. Here's the deal. It's the election, yes. It's election integrity, and it's this FISA warrant stuff, man. This is gonna. I'll explain it on the other side, and this new information out of Japan about some really adverse effects from the vaccine. We're gonna make fun of NPR. We're gonna talk about Fallout on Prime. I'll tell you about a show called Sweet Home on Netflix. And maybe a few more prepared songs. Yes, be prepared. Be prepared. Don't just think that a little bit of charm and some spit is going to get you all up in that ass. No, you got to be prepared. I have to feed this chipmunk too. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mike, founder of DollarShaveClub.com. What is DollarShaveClub.com? Well, for a dollar a month, we send high-quality razors right to your door. Yeah, a dollar. Are the blades any good? No. Our blades are f***ing great. Each razor has stainless steel blades, an aloe vera lubricating strip, and a pivot head. It's so gentle a toddler could use it. And do you like spending $20 a month on brand name razors? 19 go to Roger Federer. I'm good at tennis. And do you think your razor needs a vibrating handle, a flashlight, a back scratcher, and 10 blades? Your handsome ass grandfather had one blade and polio. Looking good, pop up! Stop paying for shave tech you don't need. And stop forgetting to buy your blades every month. Alejandro and I are gonna ship them right to you. We're not just selling razors, we're also making new jobs. Alejandra, what were you doing last month?
Not working.
What are you doing now?
Working.
I'm no Vanderbilt, but this train makes hay. So stop forgetting to buy your blades every month and start deciding where you're going to stack all those dollar bills I'm saving you. We are DollarShaveClub.com, and the party is on. I know karate, I know jiu-jitsu, I drive like a gangster when I'm coming to see you.
We're back, just like I said we would be. I'm ready to go. And don't forget, we've got this one, and then we all move over to Locals and Patreon. I have done my due diligence. I've got my studies ready to quote. How about that? He's so professional. I've got my other information. And yes, I gave the chipmunk. I like the chipmunks, guys. I like the wildlife. I got squirrels. I got chipmunks. I got blue jays, cardinals, robins. I'm like freaking... I'm a wilderness man. I'm a wilderness man. I'm going to learn their language. And as long as I can keep them out of my garden, grow food, start growing some food. It's a great thing to do. It's a wonderful thing to do. My grape plants, I have two grapevines that have survived and are kind of thriving. Okay. I don't think I'm going to get a lot of grapes this year, but oh, next year, watch out, no. All right. Here's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Japan, the World Health Organization, Klaus Schwab, vaccine. There's a new study out, peer-reviewed, guys. Peer-reviewed. And then, of course, we're going to talk about this FISA business. Which to me, FISA and the warrantless tapping and search warrants and blah blah, That's the big one. It's right up there with the election integrity. However, I've got a little song prepared for the Japanese thing. So we kind of have to do that. This is, let me know if you recognize this. If you want to make a move, then you better come in. It's just the ability to reason that we're so thin. Living and a dying and the stories that are true. The secret to a good life is knowing when you're through. Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac, yeah. The boy's a time bomb. Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac, yeah. The boy's a time bomb. Little rancid for ya. I thought I'd try to fool ya. If you wanna make a move, then you better come in. Ability to reason that a whistle thin. But if you play it slow. All right, here we go. I did not get the vaccine for the COVID. I was fortunate. I had some, I knew some people who were kind of connected, and I had the cards, the fake card, whatever. I lied. I was confronted many, many times. Are you vaxxed? Do you have proof of your vax? Do you have your vax? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Here you go. And yes, so I was very fortunate. A lot of people weren't that fortunate, and some people had to get vaxxed. Hopefully you just got the one. Hopefully you're not out there getting booster after booster after booster. This new study, published April 8th, 2024, in the year of our Lord, this is out of Japan, and it is the age-adjusted cancer mortality after the third mRNA lipid vaccine. It's not good. It's not good. Excess deaths, including cancer, have become a big concern in Japan. They have a rapidly aging population. The study aimed to evaluate how the age-adjusted mortality rate, different types of cancer in Japan, changed during the COVID-19 pandemic. And they're finding now that, I'm just going to make it short for you, because nobody wants to, I don't want to dwell on this too much. Excess cancer mortalities were observed in 2021 after mass vaccination with the first and second vaccine doses, and a significant excess mortalities were observed for all cancers and some specific types of cancer, including ovarian, leukemia, prostate. Yeah, after the third. And that's not good. So I don't know. Hopefully this, I'll try to post a link to this at the website. It's a lot to take in, and I really don't want to get maudlin or down or up. So here's the good news in all this. This is a peer reviewed scientific. This isn't some, you know, it's hard to dismiss this evidence. That's all I'm saying. Because that's what, it's like, it's the classic thing with like the 2020 election. You come up with, oh man, these guys were passing around hard drives. Oh, these guys were bringing in boxes of ballots. Oh, this guy was driving in this. Oh, they were moving. And like you sue to have this information heard, and all of these courts are like, oh, we're throwing this out on standing. We're throwing this out on standing. You know, they don't even hear the evidence. They throw it out on standing, and then the narrative is, oh, this was the safest election ever. You know, the judges threw out your case. That's what the narrative is. It's the same thing with this the vaccine. Oh no, it's safe and effective. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We're in an, oh, it's going to be a winter of death. for the unvaccinated. Get vaccinated. And everybody and their mother's like, this is not a good idea. This was a rush job. There's not enough testing. All of that. It was the perfect storm of bullshit. And now you have scientific papers being written by people who, I'm a specialist oncologist. You know, I'm an epidemiologist. Here's our peer-reviewed scientific journal. Kind of hard to argue with that now. It's so, it really enrages me. It really, and boy howdy, here's where I don't like even remotely being in, as long as we learn from everything. That's really where I am. And this goes to the election and Biden and the left and the vaccine and COVID. We don't appear to be learning anything from this. Right, like, and this is going to bring me to the FISA shit. That's actually it. And I just stumbled accidentally into a hell of a segue. The media concocted this Trump-Russia collusion thing, and then they used FISA and and the media and this, and then we looked into it, and oh my gosh, in 6 years and all this lies and and then there's this report and that report, and it was on the, and then bring me the head of the FBI, you gotta talk, mistakes were made, and the media, oh, we sometimes get it wrong, we just have to pursue, and nothing has fucking changed. That's where I lose my shit. This is where I get so, I seriously just want to, like just dig in for a moment and go, is anybody, here we go, put the needle on the record, is anybody going to get in trouble for just the absolute just lies? And like this whole, the FISA abuse thing and what the FBI did and what the intelligence community did and trying to, and then you go to the Hunter Biden laptop story, like they did it again. And it's like freaking COVID. And thank goodness Rand Paul is on it. Thank goodness he seems to be digging in on that. But it's like the most outrageous shit is happening, and everybody's like, oh, it's business as usual. Are you going to wear straight leg pants this spring, or are you going to go with flare legs? Ooh, hold the fuck on. This is crazy shit. They got a vaccine over here, and now I've got a paper by medical experts in Japan who are going, uh-oh. Holy shit, it looks like after the third dose of this fucking thing, cancer rates are off the charts. Okay, that seems important. Whoever came up with COVID and decided to release it whenever they did, it seems like they should get in trouble. It seems like the media and the FBI and all these other douchebags who lied to us for years and tried to affect the outcome of our election in 2016 and then did it in 2020, it seems like we should be upset with them and we should hold them accountable. That's just me. I don't know, and frankly, right now, I don't care. Like, here's what I'm talking about with this FISA thing. And this is I'm looking for the piece that I did at the loftistparty.com. Lots of good stuff at the loftistparty.com. I'm clicking on my story right here. Shit, the freaking locals and Patreon segment's going to be fantastic. Okay, so and here's what you guys need to do. Before I forget to say this, go to theloftusparty.com, sign up for the Insider Blastorama. Yeah, it's an Insider Blastorama. You're going to get special deals on merch. You're going to get access to a lot of cool stuff and updates and links and blah. It's freaking fantastic. And it's a great way to stay in touch just in case, because I don't trust nobody. So here's it, we're going to get into this FISA thing right now because it is outrageous. And this is the big one. So FISA is this foreign intelligence surveillance. What is it? The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA. And its procedures for surveilling and collecting data and intelligence on foreigners, but foreigners who might be on domestic soil, right? There's rules and laws that they pretend to obey, and the, what they say is like, oh, we have to have this because of 9/11 to prevent another 9/11 type attack, we got to be able to surveil all these foreigners and see what they're saying. And you know what? Every once in a while, we might accidentally listen on some Americans. Because you know what? We'll be listening to a terror guy, and a terror guy is going to call up the Dairy Queen, you know, to get himself a freaking peanut butter parfait. We have to listen to that conversation too. So I'd be lying if I said that Americans wouldn't, they might just get scooped up. They might just get scooped up. So there might be the occasional American who we eavesdrop on and we don't have a warrant for. And you're like, okay, well, that'll be pretty rare, right? They go, oh my God, it's going to be so rare. In 2021. This is 2021. They accidentally, oopsie-daisy, scooped up Americans 278,000 times. 278,000. That's well over a quarter of a million people that they just, I just want to know what that guy's saying. Are there that many fucking Dairy Queen employees? It would seem to me that someone just wants to listen to what Americans are doing, and they're using this as an excuse. And then don't even get me started. Don't even get me started on what they did with Trump, because here's what they did. They used this Carter Page guy. Oh, Carter Page was talking to a Russian. Oh, Trump, Russia collusion and this and that and that. And I think the frickin' FBI sent the Russian guy over there. So then they could say, oh, Carter Page was talking to a Russian. We need it. And that's how they set it up. And then they go to FISA and they go, holy shit, we gotta, because it's a FISA court. It's a FISA court, secret court. And they're like, we got to wiretap the Trump people. We got to eavesdrop on this and that. It's like freaking a bullshit pseudo legal way to wiretap and spy on your enemies. That's it. And I'm using legal in air quotes because it's FISA stuff. And you even have Andrew McCabe on CNN. I love when they come in. Here's what he says. He goes, you know, he's on CNN. Not Wolf Blitzer, Andrew McCabe, and he's like, you know, there were many mistakes in the Trump, you know, Trump administration, that the FISA there, the, you know, looking at Carter Page. There was a lot of mistakes. That was regrettable. That was regrettable, motherfucker. No. Regrettable ain't gonna cut it. Okay. And then you know that the FBI and the White House had a line, you know, like a hotline of sorts to Facebook and Twitter, to you know, kill stories they didn't like about the vaccine and about that's a whole nother issue. But just to stick with Pfizer, this thing is it's got to be renewed every few years. That was the one, the one saving grace in all of this was like, hey, this is not a permanent thing. We have to renew it. So it was up for renewal, and a couple of strong-willed members of the conservative movement are like, no, we're not going to re-up this thing. They're abusing the ever-loving fuck out of it. And then somehow, magically, mystically, you know, you got these little amendments. You know, like, oh, here's an amendment. They have to have a warrant. You can't eavesdrop on American citizens unless you have a warrant. And then magically, mystically, you know, the intelligence community starts pulling these conservatives aside, and I don't know what they show them. I don't know what they tell them. I don't know. Do they threaten them? Do they scare them? Do they, what the fuck? These guys go into these meetings with members of the intelligence community and the FBI, and then they come out and they're like, oh, we gotta make sure that we can't waste time on, we don't need warrants anymore. We don't need warrants anymore. You're like, wait, what the fuck? What in the, seriously, what is going on? Where you're going to throw the Constitution out the window and go, yeah, you can keep spying on tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Americans. Like, what the fuck did you just see? That's something I would like to know about. Like, what is this threat? What is, and then they come out with this cock and bull story about, oh, they got the fucking fentanyl. The fentanyl. We need this to fucking fight. You, seriously, do you know how many people are dead from fentanyl? And now you're going to go, what, if you weren't fighting it, it would be worse? Like, I don't buy any of this shit. I don't buy any of it. Here's what I, you know what, not to go all Sherlock Holmes on you, but here's what makes more sense to me. The FBI goes, hey, we want to wiretap a bunch of Americans. And these GOP members like, well, I'm not down for that. I love America. I love the Constitution. I'm not going to let you spy on people without a warrant. And the FBI is like, hey, can you come in my office for a meeting? And they go, sure. But then I got to go vote. And then the FBI is like, here are several video tapes of you with a ladyboy from Taiwan, and you've got sparklers attached to your nipples, and you are balls deep in that tranny's face, and there, and somehow you've got like a Roman candle in your butt, and they go, oh, I changed my vote. I think I don't know what you thought. I think they were doing on frickin' Epstein Island, and I don't think Epstein Island was the only one, but I think that, like, that would make a lot of sense, that the intelligence community has these little houses all around the world, like little P. Diddy houses, where they just get people all knocked up on goofballs. They do some crazy, embarrassing shit. The FBI, it's like frickin' J. Edgar Hoover shit. They get pictures of you doing something embarrassing, and then they go, hey, you're going to vote the way we want, or we're going to show everybody these pictures. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, it's so important to be in good shape. So when the FBI comes out and says, here's a picture of you completely naked with a prostitute's tongue in your ass, you can be like, I look great. Go ahead and put go ahead and post them. Here's a picture of you in Vegas being blown by a showgirl. Okay. Well, that's gonna. Ooh, look at me. I'm ripped. I do not skip leg day. Oh, that's why it's so important to hit the gym. And then, seriously, I'm getting back into serious mode here for a little bit. Before we go over to, holy smokes, Locals and Patreon, the people on Twitter, they They're like, oh, vote these traitors out. Vote these traitors out. I'm not there yet on vote these traitors out. I think there's bigger. Here's what I want to do. I want to make sure that we win in November. That's what I want. And yes, I'm keeping track of who votes on the omnibuses. And yes, I'm keeping track on it's the spending is ginormous. But what I want, I want a commander in chief. And this is where it'll really, like, the time for choosing, I don't think, has really arrived yet. I can see this playing out where Trump gets elected and he really wants to take a machete to the intelligence community. That guy knows. He knows what the intelligence community did. He knows what kind of shenanigans the CIA and the FBI were up to. Then it's really imperative that we have some GOP members who will fight and vote the way we want them to vote. So if we get rid of all these people now, and I think we've missed the deadline, you can't have like a special election and then get new people in. Then maybe I'm wrong. Correct me in the comments section below. We need to take... And seriously, Trump is the only one who I think is going to pitch the cuts that even come close to what we need. But I want an absolute gutting of the FBI and the CIA. Okay. We're gonna go over to we're gonna talk about NPR. And some funny shit with NPR. We got some more stuff to talk about with Joe Biden and the election 2022. And we might even go back to everything he touches turns to shit. I kind of like that. More stand-up stuff. We're going to talk about Fallout Prime. The show continues is what I'm saying over on Locals and Patreon. Making everything possible. And you go ahead and sign up for the newsletter. A Loftus Party Insider Blastorama. We got new pictures and it doesn't really matter. Cause we're in good shape and we don't care who knows. We liked our dicks sucked. Oh, no. I'm committed to this bit. I'm committed to this song. I'm committed to taking pictures in the new or with my song. If the FBI wants to show them, we'll go ahead. I'd rather be blackmailed than end up dead. All right. I'll see you. See you over there.